when that Archite to Thebes common was. Full oft a day he swelt and said, "Alas! For see his lady shall he never more." And shortly to conclude in all his woe, "So muchel sorrow had never creature that is or shall, while that the world may dure. His sleep, his meat, his drink is him bereft. That lean he waxed, and dry as is a shaft. His eyes hollow and grisly to behold, his hue fallow, and pale as ashes cold. And solitary he was, and ever alone, and wailing all the night, making his moan. And if he heard song or instrument, then would he weep, he might not be stent. So feeble eke were his spirits, and so low, and changed so that no man could know his speech nor his voice, though men it heard. And in his gear for all the world he fared, not only like the lover's malady of Hyrios, but rather like Mani, engendered of humour melancholic, before his own self fantastic. And shortly, turned was all up so down, both habit and eke disposition of him, this woeful lover, Don Archite. What should I all day of his woe indite? When he endured had a year or two this cruel torment and this pain and woe at Thebes in his country, as I said, upon a night in sleep as he him laid, him thought how that the winged god Mercury before him stood, and bade him to be merry. His sleepy yard in hand he bore upright. A hat he wore upon his hairs bright. Arrayed was this god as he took keep, as he was when that Argus took his sleep, and said him thus, "To Athens shalt thou wend. There is thee shapen of thy woe an end." And with that word Archite awoke and start. "Now, truly, how sore that me smart," quod he, "to Athens right now will I fare. Nor for the dread of death shall I not spare to see my lady that I love and serve. In her presence I reck not to starve." And with that word he caught a great mirror, and saw that changed was all his colour, and saw his visage all in another kind. And right anon it ran him in his mind that since his face was so disfigured of malady the which he had endured, he might well, if that he bore him low, live in Athens evermore unknow, and see his lady well nigh day by day. And right anon he changed his array, and clad him as a poor labourer, and all alone, save only a squire that knew his privity and all his case, which was disguised poorly as he was. To Athens is he gone the next way. And to the court he went upon a day, and at the gate he proffered his service, to drudge and draw whatso men will devise. And shortly of this matter for to sayn, he fell in office with a chamberlain, the which that dwelling was with Emily. For he was wise, and could soon espy of every servant which that serveth her. Well could he hew in wood and water bear, for he was young and mighty for the nones, and thereto he was strong and big of bones, to do what any wight can him devise.